Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He's already checked out.
That is false. That is not true.
I check out like a full week before I go on vacation.
We know.
Yeah, we're aware.
We know.
And then you come back refreshed. You're on fire.
Yeah.
You're great. And
that last week, though, it's a doozy.
I will be honest. Today's been a busy day because I've been dealing with Maya's car, the old Kia.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, you mean Miss Killicar?
Miss Killicar is getting a new engine in the Kia. So that'll be nice. Had to the company that insures, you know, it's kind of like Car Shield.
Yeah.
You've seen the commercials on TV. So dealerships have a company called Techline.
Okay.
And they are sort of the insurance company for the dealerships. They needed proof that 100,000 mile Kia had the oil changed at least five times.
Mm-hmm.
They needed proof of a five
at
event
least.
Oil change.
Correct.
They wanted to know that you changed it every 20,000 miles. I'd want it changed more frequently than that.
Isn't there a recall or something?
There is a recall.
So why does it matter?
Because they want
deniability.
This is not just for the fix. This would be for an entire engine replacement. Because we've had so many issues with the Kia after 100,000 miles.
Right.
And so I've been running around town all day, went to Christian Brothers Automotive in Western Shawnee. And they printed me off five hard copies of the last five oil changes I had. We're emailing these things all over the country. finally, we get permission for a complete engine replacement.
Okay.
And so we're good to go.
And why not just swap out the car, get a new car?
Yeah, at this point.
I mean,
just
replacing the entire
it
engine?
Out.
I don't have to pay for it.
True.
What will happen is you will get a brand new engine in that car, and then a week later, someone will steal it.
You are from the devil. You are from the devil. Anyway, but no. And I started packing for. This is something I never do. I'm a night before packer.
Well, yeah, you only take a couple of shirts and a swim trunks, and
we leave on Sunday morning very early. But I actually started packing today. I've never done that. I don't know who I am.
I'm proud of you.
You laid out your three t-shirts and your four pairs of shorts?
I started going through the t-shirts that I was going to take and my swim trunks.
Good.
And
good.
Well, picking out the t-shirts is important.
You're leaving at the perfect time because you know it's going to be a rain out all weekend.
Well, it's going to be raining all day Sunday.
It's going to be a rain out. When I looked this morning, it was 90% chance on Saturday, and it was a 100% chance on Sunday.
Yeah, so. Off and on showers tomorrow, and then pretty much just drizzle.
You timed it good.
It never rains in Cancun.
I would like to say I have a fully formed frontal lobe adult son today. Happy birthday to that sweet baby, Jack.
Sweet Jack is 25.
Jack is 25.
Good
you can
you.
Now rent a car, and your frontal lobe is fully formed as a male.
So you have to now trust his decisions.
I trusted his decisions anyway, but I had to throw it in because there's really only two things that happen to you at age 25. Mm. You can rent a car, and you're supposed to
Do you really have to be 25 to rent a car?
In a lot of places, yeah.
Wow.
That is correct.
Yeah, 25.
25?
Oh, it's been like that for a very long time.
Huh. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Sweet little buddy. Have I ever told you this story when he was born? You know, he is a beautiful child.
He's but a good looking kid.
You know, when you have a baby, you look at that child and you just see this gift, right? 10 fingers, 10 toes. This was the first grandchild on both sides of the family. That child's feet never touched the ground. Okay. First one.
What are you getting at?
So when he was born, and I have a photo of it, I'll show you. I ran into his pediatrician the other day on the golf course of all places. And he said, "How is Jack?" He remembered his name, Scott.
Really?
And I was like, oh my gosh, he is so great. But I want to show you, this was the photo, because when he was born, they did a news story on it in Topeka, where I was a news anchor at the time. My pediatrician, Dr. Nelson, came in the very next morning.
Look at that fat little face.
We are looking at that chubby little baby, and we are just so excited. And Dr. Nelson leaned in and he goes, okay, 10 fingers, 10 toes, looking good. And then he goes, that right there, that's a positional deformity. And that will go. And I go,
what's that mean?
I'm sorry, what? We did not even notice for a full day that when that child came out, look at his little nose, Scott, it's smooshed. It's smooshed in on one side.
Oh, on the right side.
It is just the cutest thing ever. This is how, when the first child comes out, you know, second, third child, you're like, what's going on with their face?
It's kind of violent.
The first one, like, it didn't even occur to me that there was, that this is the world's most perfect child that's ever been birthed ever. And then the pediatrician comes in, and he goes, that's a positional deformity. And I go, I just heard the word deformity.
What
and
does
I'm
that
like,
mean? What is positional?
Who are you talking deformity? Are you kidding me right now? So it was, you're right, Dan. When larger babies, he was 9 pounds, come out of short, stocky women, they get smooshed in there. And it took like, I don't know, a week or two, and his little nose bounced right back.
It'll buff out.
It buffed right out, Dan. You are right. Sweet little baby.
I was like, I'm nipping that one in the bud before it goes any further.
Well, it was almost like she was searching for words, and I'm like, yeah, we know where it comes out. We're good. Yeah.
Sweet positional deformities, typically in infants, are changes in head shape or other skeletal structures due to the pressure or positioning.
All good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Encyclopedia and Britannica.
They'll eventually, you know, work their way out.
Well, they work their way out.
Like the baby. Raising.